So when I heard we were going to be doing cake today, I did a little bit of an emphasis on the little.
Yeah.
my cake-based research. I was trying to find some interesting cake facts.
And what did you find?
Well, one that I came across, which was, of course, prior to the invention of cakes, we had invented weddings before we invented cakes. But, of course, everyone associates wedding with cake. But there was a time when there was no such thing as wedding cake.
So what did they have at weddings?
So what they did was... Because like before kind of cake became a thing, there was only bread. There was bread and there was nothing else. We hadn't got the sophisticated refinement of flour or things like that we needed to develop cake as a separate thing.
Yeah.
So you would have bread at the wedding, but instead of having you wouldn't have bread in the way that we would have cake nowadays, like you know, in lots of tears or anything like that. As a good luck gesture. To the bride and groom, you would take a loaf of bread and smash it over the bride's head.
Oh, that's charming. That's very nice.
And that was for good luck. And the more kind of vigorously it broke apart, the better the marriage was going to shape up to be.
Interesting. So you either had like a wife with brain damage, but it was okay because the marriage was going to be successful.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a time before also the invention of wedding photography, which meant that it didn't matter that the bride had lots of bread in her hair.
Lumps of dough.
Yeah, I mean, considering the time that we're talking about, you know, there was also no such thing as toothpaste or indoor toilets and plumbing. So really, photography is best absent from that whole area for so many more reasons than just the bread.